God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for allowing us to live to see this wonderful day. A day that we've never seen in this life. And God, we say thank you this morning. We thank you, God, for allowing them angels to behave one more time. He bypassed us. And God, you touched us early this morning with the spirit of love. Allow us, God, to give us the strength to keep the covers off us one more time. And God, we say thank you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master, for being with our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our great grands. We thank you for covering our family that was one more time.
Yes, Lord.
You are a great God, a fantastic God, an awesome God, a wonderful God. And God, we say thank you right now. Now, God, we pray that we have that way this morning. Forgive us of all of our sins, whether it's all word or deed. We pray, God, now the Lord will stir the gift within us. Use us for your glory one more time. Pray, God, for the people inside my weak voice. Touch, heal, and deliver. Give the desires of their hearts. We pray a prayer of Jabez over them right now. Bless what they need. Enlarge their territory. And keep your divine hand upon them. Now, God, we pray, God, for the choir members. Pray, God, for God to strengthen them and give them the ability to sing songs of Zion to you. Only you, God, can flow through them. Witness to them as they minister to us in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray, God, for the pulpit area. We lift up Brother Brent. We pray, God, to give a portion of your anointing to fall fresh upon us. Use us, God, as willing vessels and vehicles. God, we have a desire to be used by you. Holy Spirit, you know that you are welcome here at Just Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. This is your church. This is your time, and these are your people. So Holy Spirit, just have that way. We thank you for coming. We thank you for being a part of our service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Call your attention. like to ask you, be sure to take the bulletins home with everything in your calendar. And we'd like to leave you with this thought. Yesterday in our missionary meeting, there was some discussion about takers and givers. And I believe it was a presenter who said that takers may eat better, but givers sleep better.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so simply for our announcements. Thank you
very much. Praise that for our announcements this morning. Amen. 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 Bless you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Let's hear from Brother Brink and Sister Nikki. Amen. They want to be able to make some moves. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning to our child.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
As far as where we are now. And I'm here to really, really let
And within 20 minutes, your test results are there. The tests are 99.8% accurate. They're used worldwide. Okay? In fact, oral cream can be purchased over the counter. $35, $45. Okay? But either way it goes, that's what we offer free. So you're not paying us for that. Alright? Another thing that we do is that we educate, educate, educate. Lots of people don't know that HIV is no longer really killing people. How many of you have ever heard of U equals U? The letter U equals another letter U. And I'm keeping up about 15 minutes now because I don't want to go over 15. Okay? The letter U equals another letter U. Okay? I want to make sure that I told you about this because we can actually end the HIV epidemic. How many of you knew that? We are at a point to where we have the tools that we need to end the HIV epidemic. That's a big issue. That's a real big issue, okay? And basically, we have a couple medications that are called PrEP, P-R-E-P, and PEP. And I do have handouts, and I'll leave them out there for you, okay, so that you can get those. PrEP is a medication that people can take that are not living with HIV. They take the medication to prevent it. It's a pill a day, and you take it as long as you're in a situation to where you may acquire HIV. PEP, P-E-P, like a pep rally. What they do with that is that after a person has come in contact with HIV, in order to prevent an infection, they can take that medication for 30 days. Last thing I want to tell you about the new innovations, that was number one and number two. This is number three. The U equals U, which is what I started out with. U equals U simply means undetectable feels untransmittable. That's where we are now, and that's awesome. Basically, a person that is living with HIV is not transmitting the virus as long as they take their medication. It's doing three major things. Number one, giving them a better quality of life. They're living better, they're feeling better, and with a better quality of life, they have an extended life. So they're living out their lifespan. That's number two. Number three, they're not passing it to anyone, okay? So that's what U equals U is about. I look forward to talking with you more about HIV, give you information, and I will let your pastor detail you as far as our conversation. But I do appreciate your listening, and by the way, you are great looking congregation, and thank you.
Look at my name.
Look at my name.
Look at this life. I
objective. I have to, as a pastor, once a year, collaborate with the health department concerning HIV. It's a must. It's a demand on me that I have to do this, that we have to do this as a church. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
A lot of folks won't say that, but I just need you, right? And we lie to it. Amen.
Verse 1 and verse 4 of Silent Night printed in the bulletin. Jesus, statement that love is the most essential element of one's relationship with God.
Amen.
Amen. Without love, we are like the hamster in the cage, running, going nowhere. Without love, the Bible says we are a sounding brass,
all right,
tinkling cymbal. And the word picture that Paul is giving us when he made that statement, we are like a little red wagon coming down the hill, making a whole lot of noise, but empty. The love that Paul is talking about in the text is vital for us to understand that it's not brother and sister's love. You know that love is not solid. That love is unstable. Because if your brother or your sister say something to you that rub you the wrong way, we cancel it. It's not that fleshly love, like brother, like a boyfriend and girlfriend love. You know that love is unstable. Very flippant. Because your body has shifted on me, I leave you and cancel our relationship. That's not the type of love that Paul is talking about in the text. He's talking about agape's love. Unconditional love. That type of love where you're able to love people who are doing you wrong.
Yes, Lord.
This love is not flippant. This love is very stable. This love is able to help us to shift from tier 10 to tier 1 as we glorify who God is. So Paul is dealing with the church with many problems. And Paul in chapter 13, first Corinthians, the 13th chapter, he's trying to push love. It's good to have programs. It's good to be able to prophesy. It's good to be able to speak in tongues. But at the end of the day, if we're not doing it through love, we're like a horse with no more.
Yes.
They saw the church as a place where they could come understanding. Understanding deals with comprehending, discerning, knowing. Understanding is important, but obedience is more important. Amen. Understanding is important.
Amen.
But obedience is more important. He said, love never fails. But prophecy shall fail. Speaking in tongues shall cease. And knowledge shall vanish away. It is better to obey God first,
hallelujah,
and then discover the reason.
Amen.
We are never free to disobey God.
Amen.
Just because we don't understand.
Amen.
It is better to obey God first and then discover the reason. We are never free to disobey God just because we don't understand. Paul's saying, love never fails. Love is the key. Love, agape's love, will never let you down. Out of all your getting, get an understanding. Understanding is critical in your walk with God as well as your walk with other people. Seek understanding first before trying to be understood. A lot of times we want to be understood without, first of all, understanding the situation. If you understand the situation, we can have a healthy conversation as we deal with what's on the table. But because you don't understand the situation and you want to be understood, now chaos has kicked in. So Paul said in the text, he said, love never fails. But prophecy, speaking in tongues, and knowledge will vanish. So Paul said, make sure that you put the first things first. He said, make haste slowly. In other words, keep the main thing as the main thing. The method can change, but the message got to remain the same. There are more than one way to come to enterprise. There are more than one way to make it to the state of Alabama. So Paul said, you've got to be open-minded as a believer. Whenever you discover a we-win attitude, you're not closed-minded. You have a desire to be able to hear the whole story and turn to the Word of God as your measuring stick in order to move forward as believers. Paul is dealing with the church with many problems. He's trying to help the believers of understanding that God is going to hold us accountable as disciples. As we follow, as we fish, and as we have fellowship with each other, we got to understand that the God that we serve, He wants us to have an understanding. And when you have an understanding, you're able to produce joy, peace, love, and happiness in your life.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was in the hospital, he was laying on the bed, and he was sick, real sick. And his daughter was in the room with him. And the guy kept saying to his daughter, I so you can go home. Daddy said, y'all better hook that stuff back up to me. I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about my physical address. Amen. I'm talking about 1936 Geneva Highway. You know what I'm talking about. He said, I'm not talking about heaven, but I'm talking about my physical home. It's good to get an understanding, because if you don't have understanding, some people will unhook some stuff from you.
Yeah.
can set up to get the best of you. You don't feel like you can bear it. You don't feel like you can make it on tomorrow. God's a prayer hearing and a prayer answer of God.
Yes, it is.
If you just come and bring it to Him and lean it out, let Him fix it, let Him work on it, you see a major change in your life. Maybe you say, maybe we get together, but you search for a church home. And you want to come and be a part of Church Chapel and lead your family. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. You are at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
God has placed you here.
Uh-huh.
To help us in the building. You belong here. I want you to come. Give me your hand or give your heart to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
While the choir gives us some of the chores, you'll stay at home in church.
Thank you.